朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
OK， 因为时间很宝贵，我们需要开始了。我们以前有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer before we begin.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你这样子的爱我们。
You loved us.
不仅仅当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你叫我们与基督一同活过来。
While we were still dead in our trespasses, you made us alive in Christ.
你这一生都在拯救我们。
And all the days of our life, you are saving us.
叫我们能够脱离罪和死的律。
That we may be set free from the laws of sin.
能够享受神儿女尊贵的自由。
And the law of death, that we may really experience freedom in Christ.
主啊，在我们开始这一连串十堂课，我们求你特别特别的恩待祝福我们。
As we begin this session, the next 10 classes, we ask you to particularly bless us.
让我们在这么有限的时间里面，我们能够讲得清楚，弟兄姊妹也能够明白。
In such a limited time, that your words may be delivered in clarity, that everyone would understand.
更求你让我们整个教会都能够活得出我们所传的。
That we, the entire church family, we can live out what is being preached here.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们十几年前曾经开过这堂课。
Brothers and sisters, many years ago, we started this class.
但是我们非常感谢主，在这些年间里面，神在我们中间继续兴起了很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
But we thank the Lord in the years, in the past years, the Lord has raised up a lot of brothers who love the Lord.
然后也带了很多爱主的弟兄姊妹来到我们中间。
And also brought a lot of brothers and sisters who really sincerely love God as well.
所以我们觉得是时候了，长子同工们、交通们觉得 是时候我们再讲一次来认识我们的教会。
And the leadership of the church felt that it is time for us to once again elaborate on knowing our church.
就像我在信上跟同工们交通的，这不是一堂以神学为主的课程。
And I share with a lot of the leaders of church already this, the series of class.It's not focused on theology.
而是关特别关于 SVCA 细谷基督徒聚会，神给我们一些特别的领受跟实行上的做法。
But more specifically pertaining to SVCA, the things that we receive from the Lord and how do we actualize and practice the things that we receive from God.
神在我们中间所给我们的这个核心价值的一些的信息和要求。
The core message, the core requirement that God has of for SVCA.
那我们非常高兴，英文组跟我们的 next generation 下一代的弟兄姊妹都一起来听啊。
We are very thankful that the English speaking brothers and sisters, the next generation, we're all here receiving the same message.
我们不仅仅希望这些 core value, 这些核心价值的信息我们同工们都能掌握，而且能够代代相传。
And we pray that not only these core value can be received by the leadership of the church, but it can be passed on from generation to generation.
我很简单讲一下这个教会。我们在93年四月份的第一个主日，我们开始成立聚会。
In 1993, the very first Sunday of April, we started the very first service.
所以现在已经23年过去了。
23 years has gone by.
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚开始 要成立这个聚会的时候，
When we first started this particular church,
我们是从原来的一个聚会里面的一个小组 small group, 大概二十来个人我们开始成立的。
It was about 20 of us from a, different, from a church of a small group that, that started this particular fellowship.
我非常感谢主当初的有一些的弟兄姊妹如今还健在。
And I thank the Lord that those brothers and sisters back in those days, they can still be seen today.
有几位年长的像我父母他们都被主接去了。
A lot of elderly brothers and sisters like my parents, they've gone to be with the Lord.
那还有很多人已经离开这里了，那我们感谢主还有很多弟兄姊妹在我们中间。
There's some brothers and sisters that has moved, but we are thankful that there are those who are still here.
那个时候我们是在Cupertino 的 Orange Avenue.
We started the church on in Cupertino on Orange Avenue.
曾经在 Orange Avenue 聚过会的弟兄姊妹，请举手。
Those of you who's met at Orange Avenue, would you please raise your hands?
感谢主哈，你们还有大概几乎四分之三的人没有去过。哪一天我们会给大家一个 tour 回去看一看。
3/4 of you have never seen the place. Maybe we'll take a tour and show you the place one day.
那个是1940几年盖的房子有半层地下，半层上面。
That building was built in the 1940s. Half of it was basement. Half of it was above ground.
我们中间现在很多的在 Thomas 甚至在 这个 young couple group 的这些年轻人当初都在 attic 一个小小的阁楼上在那边上主日学、
And、you see a lot of young adults、the young couples now they were in Sunday school in the attic、
现在 in that building. 现在我们这里几乎每一个房间都这么大还有 air condition、yeah. 那真的是没得比的哈
we have big rooms here everywhere every room's got air conditioning it cannot be compared with a building back then、
但是弟兄姊妹 我们回头看神怎么样子带领就像今天早晨的信息讲的一样圣灵在这里亲自牧养我们
And as we look back at how the Holy Spirit has led us as the message was proclaimed this morning how the Holy Spirit has been shepherding us
他亲自用恩典用他纯全善良可喜悦的旨意在带领我们
With grace and his good and perfect will he's led us
我们当初要买 Orange Avenue 的时候
And right before we were about to purchase the building on Orange Avenue
都是非常非常多奇妙的故事在中间发生
There are a lot of miraculous stories that happened
在那么少数几十个人里面我们怎么可能去买一个将近六十万的产品
Just 10 some people How was it possible for us to purchase a $6 million $600,000 building
而且他们那个本来就已经要卖了结果在最后一天神让我们一个弟兄上厕所看到广告然后我们最后赶过去去见他们
They were about to sell the property One of our brothers saw the ad on the newspaper And we rushed over to see them
因为他们那个时候已经拿到了大概六个 offer、
At that particular day they received six offers already
最后我跟于师母走进去见这位牧师的时候
When Pastor Nancy and I When we walked into the office
我长话短说后来他告诉我们
And keeping the story very, very short, he told us.
他是一个非常跟随圣灵的一个人。
He is a brother that followed the Holy Spirit.
他是一个原来是一个 general contractor, 是盖房子的。
He was a general contractor. He built houses.
所有的教会的弟兄姊妹都是他在马路上找回来的，都是那些无家可归的那些喝醉酒的人，他把他们带得救的。
All the brothers and sisters that were at that particular fellowship, they were brought to Christ while they were wandering the streets. They were drunkards.
他教他们怎么样做木匠，怎么样做水电工，怎么样子做油漆工，让他们有能力可以生存。
He taught them personally contracting crafts that they could actually make a living.
我们非常想念他和Pastor Daniel. 但是 anyway, 他后来跟我们做见证。
We miss Pastor Daniel tremendously, but later we hear the testimony from him.
他说那一天我跟于师母走进去的时候
That day when Pastor Nancy and I walked into the office
他一看到我们主就对他说要把这个会所交给他们
The moment he saw us he heard from the Lord within hand this building over to them
其实他们那时候很需要一笔钱马上他们整个教会要搬到 Denver 去的
They needed a sum of money because the entire church was moving to Denver
因为湾区越来越贵他们弟兄姊妹没有办法在这里生存下去
Because the Silicon Valley is getting more and more expensive to live in so the brothers and sisters couldn't live here with their abilities
他们大概只要用40万可以在 Denver 买一个比这边大好几倍的教会
With $400,000 they could purchase a building that was much bigger than what they had
但是神那天对他们急得需要这笔钱因为那边已经快要付款了
So they needed this money because they're about to finish their payment on the other side
所以神对他说要把这个交给我们
But God said to him you need to hand the building over to this couple
所以他也蛮可怜的他很想知道我们愿意出多少钱
And so he asked well how much are you guys able to offer
那我们根本没什么钱
We honestly don't have much money
所以我们祷告了这个祷告我们照着他照大概出了一个价格将近六十万五十九万四千块大概
And we prayed and we said okay, how about $594,000
所以当我们那天隔了几天把我们的 offer 交给他的时候
So after a couple of days we submitted our offer He looked at the numbers
然后他说弟兄
He said brother
他说你们给我的 offer 是倒数算来第二名
You're second to the last of the amount that was submitted
有人用 cash 用现金愿意买
There are a lot of people there are people that are willing to buy the place with cash
有人出65万愿意买
Some people have offered $650,000
我们是倒数第二名
We're second to last.
而且我们没有钱，我们是要去贷款。你知道教会贷款几乎是不可能的。
And we didn't have any money. We actually have to go finance the loan, and it's impossible for a church really to get a loan.
他讲到这里的时候，他突然说：“神说叫我把这个会所交给你。”他讲完，眼睛都是眼泪。
He said this, but immediately he says, "Because the Lord told me to hand this building to you," and his eyes began to tear up.
你们出多少钱我们都接受。
So no matter what you're offering, we have to accept it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道我们 Orange 神交在我们的手中本身背后已经是个神迹了。
So brothers and sisters, you ought to understand that the fact that this property on Orange Avenue was handed to us was a miracle in itself.
到了2000年的150个人的座位已经坐不下了。
And the year 2000, the 150 seats were fully occupied.
神带领我们到 De Anza College 去。
And so the next stage, the Lord led us to De Anza College.
我们那时候找遍了湾区所有可以借场地的，我们几乎都找不到。
And we looked at all the facilities that were open that could be rented, but there was nothing available.
没有人愿意把教会的场地跟你分享的，我们真的找不到。
And nobody wanted to share the facility with us, and we couldn't find a place.
就在一个很偶然的谈话里面，我跟一个弟兄谈话，他说我们从迪安扎要搬出来。
And just from a casual conversation with another brother, he was telling me, "Oh, we're going to move out of De Anza College."
我说你们为什么要搬出来？才在里面一年多而已。
And they, I asked him, "How come you're moving out already? You've only been there for a year."
他说远程无清淡。I don't know, 就是就
The journey is too long and the burden is too heavy.
Yeah, anything become heavy burden, 哈，就一点点东西都会很重的。
So even the smallest amount of things that they have to carry, it becomes something very heavy.
因为礼拜天需要把圣经把诗歌本抬到那边去他们弟兄姊妹再也抬不动了一年多大家不能抬了
For mobile church every Sunday they got to transport everything that they need a year long span it became very difficult for the Brunswick
结果我们进到 De Anza 我们在那里七年多的时间
So we entered the De Anza and we stayed there for 7 years
你就晓得我们中间弟兄姊妹那种任劳任怨肯服侍主的这种精神多么让我们感动
You begin to discover many Brunswick sisters of this congregation they're willing to labor and work hard for the Lord it really moved us tremendously
我们买卡车我们订自己的柜子每天早晨风雨无阻的同工们把这些东西抬到那里去
We bought a moving truck put crates on wheels and every Sunday morning we hauled everything we needed to De Anza College
而在我们进去才不到一年的时候
and within a year of being there
在南湾有一件很大的消息
there was a big news in the South Bay
有一个人 本来准备那个周末要去炸 De Anza的那个 student center 就是我们住的地方
and there was a person who actually had planned to blow up the student center where we were congregating on Sunday
他不是跟我们有仇恨是跟学校有仇恨
he wasn't angry at us he was angry at the school
所以他在那里做的所有的这些炸弹做的东西他照了像那时候是洗照片的不像现在是 digital
and he took the pictures of all the bombs that he made it's not as is digital nowadays he had to go actually develop the photos
他送出去加洗的时候别人发现了一个女孩马上报警警察把他抓住了
He submitted the photos to get developed and the person who developed the photos recognized that they were bombs and called the cops right away
其实我现在一直讲下去我这一堂就没有时间了对不起我必须停在这里神就是在我们中间一直有很多奇妙的作为
If I keep going on with the stories I can't conclude with what I want to say today so I have to end right here but you can begin to see the miraculous work that the Lord has been doing in our midst
然后04年主给我们话语所以要把这块地给我
And then 2004 the Lord has given us word and say Come and claim this property.
整个教会经过的四年
And after 4 years,
我们各式各样的征战
all sorts of battles.
也可以说在各式各样的难处中让我们看见神的信实和大能
and all manners of difficulties, we began to see the might and the power of the Lord God.
如果只有一件事情是神迹的话也许我们人的惰性悖逆的本性会认为那是巧合
If only one thing was a miracle by our fallen nature, Perhaps we all would feel that it's just a coincidence.
但是这个会所能买下来，中间不知道有多少的事情是人不可能解决的。
But there's so many things that in the process of purchasing this property, it's not something that man could have accomplished on their own.
而今天我们每一次想起那一段的历史，我们就只能低头敬拜，那全是神的作为。
Every time we think back to those days in the history, we could but bow our heads and thank the Lord because it is.His doing.
弟兄姊妹，在神给我们这么多的恩典里面
，In the midst of all of this grace that the Lord has given us,
我们感谢神
，We thank Him.
但是我们为什么今天需要在这里，在南湾已经有，在整个湾区有300多个华人教会里面，我们要多一个 Silicon Valley Christian Assembly?
Why is it necessary over 300 churches that already exist in the South Bay that we need SVCA here?
弟兄姊妹，如果不是当初主召我们出来服侍主的时候，有一些特别的要求。
Brothers, unless the Lord had a particular call for us when we came into ministry,
那我可以在别的教会里面一样服事的。
I can honestly tell you, I could serve in other churches.
我可以在别的教会当一个传道人。
I could still be a pastor or a preacher in another church.
但是弟兄姊妹，因为神在每一个教会身上都有他特殊的恩典，有他特殊的托付。
But I tell you, on every single church, God has His particular grace, a particular commission that He has.
让我们从不同的角度来见证基督的丰富。
From different perspective and different angles, we may manifest together the fullness of Christ.
所以神在我们中间也给了我们特别的恩典，也给了我们特别的要求和托付。
So here in SVCA, God has ordained a portion of grace and a portion of commission He has given us.
那这一路走来，你们真的觉得非常感恩。
And along this path, we are tremendously thankful.
但是另外一面，这一路走来，你们觉得非常的亏欠。
But I would tell you at the same time, I feel that we fall short.
因为到今天为止，我们所活出来的，跟神所希望我们活出来的，我们还差远了。
Because I tell you what God desires of our lives compared to how we are living it out, we are far from it.
就在我们今天已经接受的祝福和恩典，跟神所要给我们的，还是差远了。
And in comparison of the grace that He has lavished over us, it cannot be compared to the grace He wants to pour down to us.
我真的是从心里承认，最大的问题出在我的身上。
I really want to acknowledge the biggest problem is on me, myself.
是我的有限，是我自己的软弱，是我自己的不够，不能够把神的那个呼召、意向、使命能够讲得清楚。
It's my own limitation, my own weaknesses that I cannot fully express what God has called me to say.
所以今天这第一堂的信息是非常关键的一堂信息。
So this very first message is a very important message.
这几天当我每一次低头想这篇信息的时候，虽然这个信息我十几年前、二十年前就讲过了。
And these days, as I ponder about what I'm going to share, I know that I've shared it 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
当我在这里看到我自己写的每一个纲要的时候，我常常眼睛都充满了眼泪。我对不起主。
And as I began to pen the outline for every class, my tears began to fall. I say, Lord, I've fallen short of what You handed to me.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为里面写的东西这么简单，我都懂。
Brothers, do not think that the things that you read are simple. I know them all.
我今天已经信主快五十年了，我跟你说很多我还是不懂。
I tell you, I've been in the faith for over 50 years. So many things they are still foreign to me.
很多东西照着我所当知道的、当进入的、当享受的，我根本都还没有得着。
According to what I know, what I ought to know, what I ought to enjoy, I tell you, I have not attained it yet.
我得着的太少了。
I've attained it way too less.
我巴不得主在我们中间，在我们的下一代中间兴起更多的人，能够传得更清楚，能够活得更绝对。
I pray that among us, the next generation, there will be those who could declare this message clearer and more absolute towards the Lord.
尤其今天这个世代是一个太可怕的世代了。
Particularly in this generation, it's a dreadful generation.
整个世代是这样快速的下堕。
And this entire culture, our generation is falling rapidly.
它改变了我们的 lifestyle.
It's changed our lifestyle.
它改变了我们的价值观。
It's changed our value system.
它改变了我们优先的顺序，那么混乱。
It's changed our priorities. Everything is chaos.
它改变了所有道德的观念。
It's changed all the principles of morality that we hold to in time past.
弟兄姊妹，你只要真的用心去看这个世界，你会为自己毛骨悚然，为了我们的下一代紧张啊。
Brothers, if you truly gaze into this generation at this time, you will begin to be fearful. You will be worried about the next generation.
你不要说外面的世界是这样，连今天基督教的世界，我们里面都充满了荒凉和失败。
And don't say the outward world is this way, but I will tell you Christendom, the church in itself, we are desolate today.
今天我们不小心，我们一样掉到这个世代的漩涡里面去了。
Unknowingly, we too fall into this world and fall into the pitfalls of this world.
外面这么黑。
And it's dreadfully dark.
他用各样的方法刺激我们里面堕落的本性。
And it is using all manners and all means to activate the fallen nature within us.
你几乎可以看到没有一个世代人的那种堕落败坏的本性像今天活得这样子的猖狂，这样子的丑陋。
It's hard to see in generation past how it's so easy, so open that we live out the ugliness within us.
所以箴言书说，没有异象明辨放肆，或者民就混乱。
So Proverbs tells us, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
如果我们不知道我们活着为什么，
if we do not know why we are, what we are living for,
不仅我的人生从哪里来往哪里去，如果我不知道的话，我失迷。
If we don't know where we came from or where we are going, we are completely lost.
就算我们得救了，
even if we are saved,
如果我们不认识神的旨意到底是什么，
if you do not understand the will of God,
我们仍然是活在盲目的里面。
I will tell you, you are still living in blindness.
我们一样会活在很多的虚空不满足的里面。
You're still living in vanity, a lot of dissatisfactions.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这堂信息求神帮助我们开我们每一个人眼睛。
So brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord open our eyes through this message.
能够真正看见神所要的到底是什么。
We can truly see what exactly God desires.
前两天我跟于师母坐在车上，我们听一个信息，是一位英国来的牧师。
Pastor Nancy and I, we were in the car as we were listening to a message from a pastor from England.
我们两年前在 Denver 听他讲到，我们非常得他帮助。这次听的 CD 是他二十年前讲的。
2 years ago, we were at Denver in a conference where he was preaching. We were really edified by what he said, but this message was spoken of by him about 20 years ago.
他讲到后面的时候，他几乎全力的在对着年轻人有一个呼喊。
And at the end of the message, there was an outcry from his heart to the young generation.
他说：“你们到底知不知道 ，Where are you？”
And he cried out, "Do you know where are you？”
你知不知道你现在在哪里
？Do you know where you are？
你知不知道你在为什么活着
？Do you know what you're living for？
你到底有没有一个目标？你可以为他活，可以为他死
？Do you have a goal？ Do you have a purpose that you can live for and you can die for it？
他说：“如果没有的话，我们就宁可死。
”And he said, "If you do not have one, then it's better for you to be dead."
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天这样子的信息，我们接受得了吗
？Brothers, a message like this, can we receive it？
如果没有一个目标可以让我为他活，可以为他死。
If there is no clear goal that I can live for and die for,
他说保罗说我宁可死，他说我也宁可死。
And he says Paul says I'd rather die, and he says I too rather die.
弟兄姊妹，到底有没有一个东西抓住我们
？Brothers, is there something that has laid hold of you?
我们只甘心做一个礼拜天来聚会的基督徒吗
？Or are you just comfortable with just being a Sunday Christian?
我们只渴望得到神的祝福而已吗
？Do you simply just want the blessings of God？
我只想找到一个团体里面只有爱，让我被关怀吗
？Do I want a small group where there's just love that I am cared for？
还是我们真的知道我为什么被造
？Or is it do you really know what you were created for？
这么伟大的神创造万有
，The awesome God who has made all things。
他为什么创造你
？Why did He make you？
为什么创造我
？Why did He make me？
每一个人在他眼中都是宝贵的价值。
Every single one of us has a precious value in His sight。
我们知道吗？
Do you know this?
我们在为他活嘛。
Do you know you're living for him?
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
So brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to help us.
对不起，今天是成人主日学，我一讲这个我就很激动。
And I know this is Sunday school for the adults, and I am moved as I speak.
因为这个碰到我们的老本呢。
Because it really touched upon our old self.
碰到我们整个人活着的动力呀。
And talks about the motivation of what we're living for.
碰到我们整个人活着的价值。
And talks about the value and the worth.
没有这个东西，仇敌一定打败我们。
If we do not have these things, we will fail at our enemy.
我们妥协，我们不忠于他的时候，我们一定被仇敌打败的。
And when we compromise, when we no longer hold these things as our center, we will fail.
你我不可能打败仇敌的。
You and I, we cannot overcome our enemy.
他几千年来，甚至几万年来，他有各式各样的诡计可以破坏我们。
For thousands of years, whatever scheme possible, he uses them to destroy us.
对弟兄姊妹，我们需要有意向。
So brothers, we need a vision.
真实的意向一定产生一个不妥协的使命感。
And I will try to tell you a true vision will give you a sense of commission that will not compromise.
这个东西不仅仅抓住我的一生啊。
This thing not only lay hold of your entire life.
这个东西会影响我一切的生活侍奉。包括我的言行
It will influence the way you live, the way you serve, the way you speak.
因为你被一个属天的，一个从神来的一个意向和使命给抓住了
Because something heavenly, something from God has laid hold of you.
所以我个人给意向的定义，什么叫做意向
So the definition I give to vision, what is a vision?
就是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启了
It's that the eternal will of God has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
不仅仅吸引我们
This vision not only draws us,
它能够控制我们一切的生活、侍奉和言行
But it controls our lives, the way we walk and the way we serve.
弟兄姊妹，从第一句话，我看到第一句话，我就在主的面前，我说主怎么办
From the very first sentence, I asked the Lord, Lord, what do we do?
那是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启
It is the Holy Spirit who reveals the eternal will of God.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都会说，那是圣灵的事，他不开启我，那我怎么办？
And maybe some of you would say, well, that's the business of the Holy Spirit. If he never opens my eyes, then what can I do?
这是我原来向主的祷告。
And that was my prayer.
我说主，我就去讲吧，你不开，那我有什么办法？
And I'll say, Lord, if you don't open it, what can I do?
后来主责备我。
And the Lord rebuked me.
就像保罗在加拉太书说的，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
Just as Paul says in Galatians, that God more than willing to reveal His Son Jesus Christ in us.
我们的神是一个乐意向我们启示的神。
Our God is a God who's more than willing to reveal to us.
他不仅仅乐意，他巴不得我们都知道他的心意。
How He longs that we would all know His will.
所以今天的关键不在于神他又没有向我开启。
So I'll tell you the problem is not, it's not on God's side, rather He has revealed it to us.
今天的关键是在于我有没有渴慕想看见。
And I will tell you the problem arises with whether we have a thirst to see it, to know it.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡不羡慕，想不想要有一个人生的标杆，人生的意向？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire a goal for your life, a vision for your life?
是我可以为之生，可以为之死的。
A vision that I can live for, a vision that I can die for.
就算没有那么高。
Perhaps it's not that lofty.
我希不希望有一个意向，有一个标杆，是它可以吸引我，可以控制我的。
Do I desire a vision, a goal that it controls me as I live?
让我知道它有价值。
And I know it's a value.
让我知道它的方向是什么。
And I know what direction it's going.
让我知道我怎么样子让我所有的生活跟它发生关系。
And I would understand how would I relate to it in everything that I do.
弟兄姊妹，当这个东西在我们里面真出现的时候，
So brothers, I say when this truly emerges in our lives,
它不是只是写写你的 mission statement, 这个人生这个叫什么人生誓言是吧？
It is not a matter of just writing down your mission statement for life.
弟兄姊妹，这个东西要抓住我们的。
And this thing, this vision will lay hold of you.
意向是活的。
A vision is alive.
意向是生命。
It is life itself.
只要它是真的，它一定长。
If it's real, it will grow.
你不可能说我过去二十年是这样，我今天还是这样。
You can't say 20 years ago I'm this way, today I'm still the same.
这个东西不会容许你停下来的。
And this vision will not allow you to stop growing.
这个东西不会容许你妥协的。
And this vision will not allow you to compromise.
我们会灰心，会软弱，会为着自己的失败跌倒。
You may be despair, you may feel bad about the way you've fallen.
我们可能会为着别人的跌倒而绊倒。
And maybe you're stumbled by the way other people have fallen.
但是弟兄姊妹，当有意向的时候，
But brothers and sisters, I tell you, if you have a vision,
我们就会说，在我人生的路上，我不容许任何的人事物拦住我往前去。
And you will say, I will not allow anything or any person to hinder me from moving forward.
因为这个东西是神要的。
Because this is something that God wants.
这个东西是从神来的。
This is something that came from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人能不能求主让我们里面都谦卑地跟主祷告？
Brothers, I beg of you, please humble your heart and cry out to the Lord.
主啊，你开启了历史历代的圣徒。
Lord, you've opened the eyes of the saints throughout all generations.
我求你也今天开我的眼睛。
So God, I ask today you will open my eyes.
让我看到一点，让我至少听到一句话。
That I can hear one word from you, something.
可以改变我。
That would change me.
把我从这样子的这个我无能的里面、软弱的里面、今生追求的里面救出来。
From this helpless state, from the pursuing of this world, that you would snatch me out, deliver me.
你看看我们今天眼睛所注意的，我们所追求的，我们所在乎的，全是我、我、我、我、我。
Brothers and sisters, these days, everything that we care about, everything we set our eyes on, is all about us. Me, me, me.
我的工作，我的快乐，我的自由，我的想法，我的观念，我的孩子，我的家庭，我的职业， everything 都是我。
My job, my work, my family, my career, everything is about me.
弟兄姊妹，这不是说我们错。
Brothers, it's not to say that we are wrong.
而是他如果拦阻了，他限制了我们在主面前的蒙恩和往前，弟兄姊妹，我们就要拒绝他。
Brothers, what I'm telling you is that if it hinders the grace of God and the progression that we have with God, we need to resist those things.
我们不是被他来控制，而是我们来管理他。
We are no longer controlled by these things, but we are controlling them.
就意向是活的。
So vision is alive.
它会长。
It must grow.
它会产生不妥协的使命感。
It will give you a sense of commission that will not compromise.
而且它会把我们真实的聚合在一起。
And it will truly gather us and unite us together.
我们天然人有很多很多的界限的。
And there's very natural for us to establish boundaries in the natural man.
哎呀，你是广东人跟山东人，可能就常常有很多地方不一样。
You're from you're Cantonese and you're from Shandong. You're very much different already.
你不要说广东、山东了，你那福州跟厦门可能都不一样了。
You're from Fuzhou or Xiamen. You're very different already.
讲的语言也不一样
了。Your dialect's different.
就这边很多东西能够让我们中间产生间隔。
So many things cause divisions among us.
中文、英文、年纪 ，everything 都可以在我们中间产生间隔。
Chinese, English, our age, all these things could potentially create a boundary, a barrier.
唱长诗、唱短诗，通通都会 create barrier.
Hymns or contemporary songs, all these things could potentially be barriers.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个真实的意象会把我们全部跨过去，合在一起。
But it's all you, brothers and sisters, a true vision will allow us to surpass all these things and unite us together as one.
因为我们都在知道为何而活，为何而战。
Because we know what we're living for and what we are standing for.
我可以跨过我对你的不喜欢。
And I can overcome the things that I do not like about you.
我甚至能够越过你给我的伤害。
And I can even overcome maybe the harm that you have on me.
但是我们都是向着标杆去的。
Because we are all running towards the same goal.
弟兄姊妹，那到底神给我们的意象是什么？
So brothers, what exactly is the vision that the Lord has given us?
到底神向我们开启特别的要求是什么？
What is the requirement that God has for us?
我想这么多年，这么多人已经上过我的不同的课，我们都知道答案。
I think many years you've attended many, many classes, you know the answer.
你知道吗？当初我自己在这里想说神给我的意象要怎么讲的时候，我真的是头痛得不得了。
And when I was pondering and thinking, Lord, how do I speak of the vision that you've given us? I actually had a headache.
在我过去这二十多年服侍的里面，不知道多少人问过我，他说：“余弟兄，你的意象是什么？”
And the 20-some years that I've been serving, many people have asked me, "Brother Yu, what exactly is the vision that you have?"
每次他们问的时候，我都被卡住了。
And every time they ask me, I feel I'm stuck.
你想我能够回答基督和教会这五个字吗
？Do you think I can respond Christ and His Church?
有一次我真的就这样子勇敢地回答说基督和教会。
And one time courageously I said Christ and His Church.
人家说啊？
And the response that I got was, huh?
人家听不懂什么叫做基督和教会。
What do you mean Christ and His Church?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真知道什么叫做基督和教会的时候。
But since if you truly understand what it means Christ and His Church.
我跟你讲，你就快断气了，你都会突然心跳到一百多下的。
I will tell you, even on the verge of death, you will come to life.
但是因为我们不够认识。
Because you don't truly understand it.
我们不知道在讲什么。
You don't know what we're talking about.
你去问任何教会，谁会说我们教会不是以基督为中心的
？And you ask any particular church, who would not say Christ is the center of our gathering?
弟兄姊妹，我们也说，但是我们都差远了。
Brother, we, brothers, we say the same, but we are far from it.
我们用很多其他的东西来代替我们的标杆。
And there's so many things that has replaced.
但是你如果回到圣经上看
But if you come back to scripture,
神所有的旨意只集中在一个人的身上
God's eternal purpose is summed up in one person
就是他的儿子耶稣基督的身上
It is his son, Jesus Christ
我说过我今天不讲神学所以所有的经文 我只是引用就好了
And I will tell you today we're not focusing on theology so a lot of the verses which is going to use it today
你看哥罗西书第一章告诉我们
Colossians chapter 1 tells us
整个万有
All of creation
就是今天所有的整个宇宙
the whole universe
完全是为着他造的是借着他造的
it was made for him it was made by him and for him
弟兄姊妹今天宇宙存在的价值
the value of his existence
只有一个价值
there's only but one value
只有一个目的
there's one purpose
就是集中在他儿子耶稣基督的身上
it's all summed up in Jesus Christ
任何东西如果跟基督分离了
If anything has been separated from Christ,
有一天要全部被火烧掉的
One day it will all be consumed by fire.
神通通不要
God doesn't want any of it.
神整个的旨意集中在他儿子身上
His eternal purpose, everything sums up in his son, Jesus Christ.
然后也要借着教会
And then through the church.
来这里充满基督
And that it would be full of Christ.
能够借着我们这样子的人
That through people like us.
居然能够彰显神的荣耀
That we may magnify the glory of God
弟兄姊妹这叫做神的恩典
Brothers, this is called the grace of God
神的恩典不仅仅把祝福在他儿子里面赐给我们
The grace of God is not only given to us through his son Jesus Christ
神伟大的救恩更是把他的生命在他儿子里面赐给了我们
But the greatness of his salvation is as it imparted the life of his son in us
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们在主内分享彼此的见证好吗如果你需要我们为你祷告也请留言我们愿主耶稣 通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。